Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Matthew chapter 14. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. This is the text. In our gospel reading with Jesus and Peter walking on the water, it does fill my mind with so many memories. Thinking back a few years ago when we were there on the Sea of Galilee, you know, being in Israel, being in the boat on the Sea of Galilee, joking, of course, who wants to get out and be the first one to step out and try it and see if you can be like Peter. It was a beautiful, calm day. Sunshine and smooth sailing all the way to Capernaum. Well, it was smooth sailing once we got out onto the water. Johnny, our tour guide, was not happy when we first got to the dock. There were lots of tour groups, as you would expect, and lots of boats taking people from Tiberias over to Capernaum. It's the standard tourist practice. But not all boats were created equal. And the boats are lining up there, and the best boat available already had a group of people sitting in it, ready to go out and head to Capernaum. Johnny looks down and yells to the guys on the dock, and he says, "That's my boat." And they made the people who were there on that boat get up and disembark to an adjacent boat. It was a more modern boat, very ugly-looking boat called the Magdala. I can still picture it in my mind. But made them get up and go into the other boat, and then we got to go into the more authentic-looking, older-style boat that Jesus and the disciples would have been on. And right then I knew Johnny was the tour guide for me, because I knew he was going to take care of our group. He would always say, "I don't like tourists." He says, "I like my group, but I don't like the other tourists." So, you know, he was going to take care of us, and that was a good thing. Well, hearing these words from Matthew's gospel, it also brings my mind back to the beginning of this summer, because Jesus and Peter walking on the water was one of the stories that Caleb the camel was able to share with the kids during vacation Bible school. And I found myself all week slipping back into my Caleb the Camel voice. I've been paying for it this weekend, too, because it's kind of rough. But when you look at the context of this event, what was happening surrounding, you know, the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus walking on the water, if we focus all of our attention on the images of the crowds, be it the crowds that Jesus fed or the crowds of tourists there on the Sea of Galilee or the crowds of children gathered around Caleb the camel to hear the story, we will be in danger of missing the point and missing the teaching moment with Jesus and his disciples. This event happened. Jesus came to them walking on the water, because there is a value in having time away from the crowd. Jesus had just spent the day healing the sick, feeding this massive crowd, the 5,000 men, plus the women and children. He sends the disciples away on the boat before he dismisses the crowd. This is before evening, so 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at the very latest. Probably earlier than that. Jesus went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When Jesus prays or teaches us to pray, it is typically in solitude. Think Garden of Gethsemane for 3 hours. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners that they may be seen by others. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. God desires this social balance in our life in Christ. Gathering with the crowd, coming together as a group, is encouraged. Jesus even commands that we come together in fellowship and eat and drink as a group. Do this in remembrance of me, Jesus says. The letter to the Hebrews states, let us not neglect to meet together, as is the habit of some. It is wrong for the people of God to say, oh, all I need is my Bible. I don't need you. I don't need the church, the ecclesia. That's the Greek word for church. All it means is a gathering of people. It could be a gathering of people at the movie theater. It would still be called the ecclesia. God desires for his children to gather together. This is what families do. However, this also needs to be balanced with the blessing of solitude. You need time alone with God also. Even Jesus, who is God, needed time alone to speak with his Father in heaven. Your relationship is very personal. You are his child. He is your Father. Remember, though, that you are like his infant children. It is wrong to imagine, as an adult, your relationship with your heavenly Father being like your relationship with your earthly father. I respect my earthly father a great deal. I will listen to his advice. I will even follow his advice if I want to. But I don't need to listen to him if I don't want to, and I don't need him to survive. I don't need his help to prosper day to day. I don't need him to be fed. I'm happy to have him around when he's around. Do I want him around every day? He's in Minnesota, you know. That's okay. But I don't need him around every day. To treat God this way is a grave mistake. And it is a mistake that is made by far too many. You and I are like infant children. Without his continual presence, we would not survive. You and I are like Peter standing on the water. Peter sees Jesus out on the water during the fourth watch of the night, which means it's sometime after 3 a.m. They have been out on the water, the disciples, fighting the wind for a minimum of 7 hours. It's probably a lot longer than that. All of their strength, all of their work, it is not getting them very far. The Lord comes to them. He dispels their fear immediately, and he invites Peter to come to him on the water. Peter, standing on the water, outside of the boat, being saved every step that he takes. This is where you and I are in life. We have been called by God. Faith comes by hearing. That's what Paul says in our epistle reading. We are out of the boat. Are you an adult child or an infant child in God's care at this time? I need to be an infant child and not trusting in my own abilities. Lord, save me. Well, Peter's problem, what Peter failed to realize as he is walking out there and seeing the wind and the waves, and as he's reaching up and crying out, Lord, save me, because the water's up to here. What he didn't realize is that Jesus had been saving him every step that he took. And out of love for Peter, Jesus allowed him to sink a little bit. I read an interesting article this week entitled, God Doesn't Love Everyone the Same. Not that God loves you more or less than he loves anyone else. However, he does love differently. We see this with Jesus in Matthew's gospel as he interacts with the people. When he's confronted with the massive crowd who were bringing their sick and their dying to him, he had compassion on them. He healed them. He fed them. This is what they needed. Jesus dealt with Peter with a different kind of love. Peter is in need of some tough love. Not just while he's walking out on the water, but the tough love for him continues. Get behind me, Satan, Jesus will say to Peter later on. This is what he needed. It may not have been what he wanted, but God in his wisdom knew what it was that Peter needed. We can get frustrated with our Heavenly Father and question why things are happening to me that aren't happening or don't seem to be happening to other people. Does he love me less? No. He just loves me differently. He knows when I need compassion. He knows when I need to be comforted. He knows when I need to be fed. And he knows when I need tough love. Our relationship is very personal. When you find yourself questioning his style of love for you, don't forget to gather together with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, because this is where he is going to speak to you. But also go to a solitary place, shut the door, and speak to your Father. I encourage you to include something from the Psalms. One of my favorites is from Psalm 119. It keeps me mindful that I am like Peter standing out on the water. The psalmist simply says, I am yours. Save me. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.